Another very basic question where you can't get out of this one. You need to take a stab at what you're doing. So it's Al Nisim. You're supposed to say Al Nisim today. You say the first paragraph, it's Kavana, Shakol, everything's great. You get to the second paragraph, No Devacha, you Shakol, your Mamish, benching up the wazoo, you're having a great time. Then you say V'chol Eisa V'chol Sha'ah, and you should say next, Al Nisim. But you don't. Listen very carefully to my next words, because if you ask me a question that tries to change the facts, I'm going to throw you out of here, okay? Listen very carefully to what you do. You say like this, and I have a bench open so I don't mess it up. V'alakol, you skip Al Nisim, and you say V'alakol Hashem Elokeinu, you say the right words, yeah, Ado and Elokeinu. Anachnu Modim Lach, and then your wife starts screaming at you, Al Nisim, Al Nisim. At exactly this second is my question. Don't ask me, you went further. Don't ask me, you didn't start yet. I have a very simple question. This is the most likely, most common mistake. You say, V'alakol Hashem, V'alakol Hashem, Elokeinu, Anachnu, Modim Lach. And you're like, oh, Amanisim, Amanisim. What do you do at exactly this second?
Keep on going.
Okay. Option number one you want to say is?
Say it at the end.
1 second. So option number one you're saying is you go further. So your shot number one is option number one.
And say it when...
So I'm not going back at all. I'm continuing saying, I continue, I'm at Modim Lach, I say, Umevarchim Osach, Yisbarach Shimcha. I go the whole way through. I go to, and in the Harachamans, I throw in the little thingamajig about Kasher Harachamun, Yasa, Wanu Nisim, and it flows. Kasher Oso, Abu Senu, Bayomim, Bazman,
and then you say...
And then you say Bimei Matisyo. And then say Bimei Matisyo. Excellent. Perfect. All good. Option number one. Anyone have any other options? Say Al Nisim.
You just said Modim, so it's part of the same.
Okay, so what am I doing? So option number two is I said V'alakol Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Modim Lach.
So you just said Modim.
At this word, Lach, I say Al Nisim. Yes?
Sure.
Okay, it's option number two.
And then you continue from there because you're.
So then I continue from there, meaning when I'm done with Al Nisim, I say Umevarchim Osach.
Yes.
Okay, option number two, interesting. Option number three.
Pick up Al Nisim and then you go back to Valakol.
Option number three is after Modim Lach, I say Al Nisim, like you a little bit, but then I say Valakol again. Okay, option number one, go further, you'll pick it up later. Option number two, stop, do Al Nisim, and then continue. And just to build up Eli, because we're going to knock him down later on, but just to build him up at the beginning over here so he doesn't feel too bad, is his makes the most sense, you would think, because he's not going to go back and repeat God's name, V'alakol Hashem Elokeinu, makes a lot of sense. Yair's way is a lot more scarier because he's saying Al Nisim, then he's going, he already said God's name, V'alakol Hashem Elokeinu. He's going back, he's saying Al Nisim now, and he's repeating God's name, leaving a God's name hanging over there, V'alakol Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Modim Lach. It was hanging, and now he's going to repeat it again. That's option number three, though. Maybe he's right to say Al Nisim here, go back and say V'alakol, and start the third bracha as if you didn't mess up at the beginning. You want to vote? Who says option number one? You go straight forward. And you'll pick up Al Nisim later on. No, raise your hands high. Come on, come on. It's Sunday morning. Okay, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Who says option number two? Like, okay, I told you. I'm
fully bailing
him on. I knocked it down already. One or two. It makes the most sense. Out of anything, it makes the most sense. Option number three. Yar, no? Okay, and some are abstaining. Okay. Well, you have another option. Oh, it's either Abba, yeah.
They're all correct.
They're all correct. Interesting. You're very nice. You're diplomatic. You're very diplomatic. Okay. So let's just read.
You wouldn't do well in halacha, though.
Well, you got to do one of them. This is, I told you, this is the difference between law and halacha. Halacha, you could whiff a waffle, but when you have to tell a client what to do, you can't, like, you got to give an answer. You got to, like, tell them. You can't, like, they don't want to hear, oh, there's a two machloikas haposkim, you know? They may want to know both sides, but they want advice. So I told you, I think my chabur has changed since I became a lawyer, because you realize you have to actually give an answer. Okay.
So yeah. Approach,
You're in the middle of a sentence.
Yes.
You're not even, so.
His point is, though, but you don't want to go back. You don't want to say God's name again.
Okay, I understand it, but you have to finish your thought. No,
okay, so option number four.
All of a sudden just throw the thought because.
Option number four could be you have to finish the sentence. That is an option. It is an option. It's going to be as bad as his option. We're going to throw it out. But I hear you. I hear you. It makes sense.
Or finish the bracha.
It makes sense. And even better, maybe, than Ellie's. But let's see. They're both going to be thrown out. Let's see. 1 second.
Right. I can explain that to your wife, though.
Oh, your wife's screaming. No, either way, you're fine. So Mishkowitz's way ignores your wife completely. You just go on and say, yeah, okay, yeah,
no,
I'm going
point,
on.
No, you point to the
I'll point to Arachim. But Yair's way is the only one where you're really, really listening to your wife and you're like, okay, I messed up. And I'm going back again. But his problem is he's saying God's name. But he's saying, yeah, he doesn't marry. That's why. Exactly. That's shot. Exactly. The problem is that he's not saying, the problem is that he's, Yair's called the only one who's causing God's name to be taken in vain. I just want to clarify this. He's called God's name to be taken in vain because he wasted Yahweh call. I'll read you a very clear, but not clear, Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says exactly what to do, but he doesn't really. He says, "Kol ches yimei Chanukah, Omer Alan Isim bebirchas Hamazon bebirchas Aretz." You say Alan Isim exactly what we're supposed to, and in Tefillah you're supposed to say Nemodim, etc. V'im lo Amar. So if you forget Alan Isim completely, Ein Machzirin Oso. You don't repeat benching. So in other words, if I get to the end and then all of a sudden I'm done and I say, "Yes, what a great Kavanadik of benching." And then your wife says to you, "Did you say Alan Isim?" And you say, "Whoops, I forgot." Says Shulchan Aruch, very clear, halacha, you don't have to bench again. Benching is over. Done. You're a dope, but you're done. Finished. Okay. Says, yeah.
I'll just throw another question.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know, Yalav Yalav is a whole other show. I hear you. Then you have to say Alan Isim again. Yeah. Great question. That's all of them. This year. Excellent chabur. It's a great chabur. But not now. It's a great chabur. You say if you go back, do you have to go back? If he's going back, do you have to say Alan Isim again? But let's say you forget Alan Isim.
Yeah, completely.
Right. In that case, presumably you go back, you'd say Alan Isim again the second time. Yeah.
If you were to forget. On a regular day, Mashiach,
yeah,
and you get to the next paragraph. Are you supposed to stop where you are and go back to Mashiach and then continue?
But did you say God's name at that point?
Yes.
Why? Where? I don't know. Mashiach, because you say Mashiach. Chaim Meis, Ma'adorvish. Once you finish but then you have to go back and start Shemon Essay again because you didn't learn Yotzi Shemon Essay. Here, Alan Isim. Hold on 1 second.
You don't go back to the.
Wait, in which case? If you say to finish the bracha, but if you finish the bracha already, then you do, right? You finish the bracha, and you finish the bracha. No, if you say bracha to Hashem, then you have to go back. I think so, right? If you say God's name already, then you finish the bracha. I'm not sure.
So what would be different than this?
Here the difference is this exact point to the Shulchan Aruch. Listen to the Shulchan Aruch. You don't go back if you finish Shmoneh Esrei over here because lav d'oraisa ninu. It's not d'oraisa, this whole thing. And he says this whole concept of Alan Isim is nice to throw in. The whole concept of Alan Isim is important. But if you don't say Alan Isim, okay, your benching is still a good benching. That's the difference, Mashbrook. So, but you're right. The Mashbrook's nuances, we have to compare and contrast to it. It may be a little bit different, but there may not be a good Shemoneh Esrei. Here, your benching is totally fine without Alan Isim. Okay. Now comes my question. Well, he doesn't talk about our case. So you have to read further than the Shulchan Aruch. Umiyu, listen to this line. This is the line which throws a curveball. Umiyu, but imnizkar ba'osabracha. If you remember in the middle of the Yahweh call, exactly my case, yeah? Calls man, as long as Shlokhizkir es Hashem, as long as you did not say the shame, what does the shame mean? Did we say a shame or not say the shame in my case? You say yes, you say no. Why not? You didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. But you're going to say, you said Yahweh call Adoshem Elokeinu, no? Says Shulchan Aruch, calls man Shlokhizkir es Hashem. He didn't mention Hashem's name. Afilu nizkar bein ata leHashem. What does that mean? Even if you remembered in between Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the bracha, so you remembered Baruch Atah, then you say, "Whoops, Alan Isim." Yeah. Chozer. You go back and say Al Nisim. You're with me? Shulchan Aruch says, let's read what it Shulchan Aruch says. What do you do at this point? You go back and say Al Nisim.
Then
you would start again from the beginning of the bracha. I'll read it that he says. You go back to the beginning of the bracha. That's what he says.
He said beginning of the bracha?
No, you go back to the beginning of the bracha.
No,
you go back to Valakol. It doesn't say it so clear, which is just interesting. We're going to see the poskim talk about it. Maybe you're not as crazy as I thought, but one second. All the poskim are assuming you're crazy, but we're going to get to it. The whole chabur is why. No, but the whole chabur is going to be charged. But I'm thinking about it, it's interesting. From the language of Shulchan Aruch, you're not as crazy as I thought. Shulchan Aruch actually doesn't say you go back to Valakol. All the poskim are assuming you're going back to Baba Kol, and that will lead me to my next 5 minutes of the Chabura. This is the whole problem. You know, but let's assume, one second, just clarify what we said so far, because I don't want to lose you. V'ala kol Hashem okeinu anachnu modim lach. Whoops, Al Nisim. Says Shulchan Aruch, since I didn't get to the end, Baruch atah Hashem, at the end, so then I go back and say Al Nisim at this point and start again V'ala kol.
Yeah, can I say something?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so... somebody said it before. Yeah. You didn't complete your thought. In the case of Baruch HaTor, you have completed your thought. So, in other words, maybe you should go right up to that point when you finish the whole sentence.
I hear you. So you're Mr. Herman fan over here. That like you should actually go further in your wrong mistake over here. I hear you. No, but it's a valid point because you want to finish the thought.
Yeah.
But you, in general in halacha, we don't continue wrong thoughts because you want to finish. Meaning your first V'ala Kol was wrong. V'ala Kol, you said it wrong. You messed up. The problem is, what are you doing this mess up? You've said God's name already. I just want to clarify. You've said God's name already. According to Shulchan Aruch, you stop, say Al Nisim at this point, and the assumption is, like Yair, you go back and say V'ala Kol again a second time. But why? Now you're going to repeat God's name a second time for no reason. And we're so conscious about saying God's name a second time that we say, if you get to the end, Baruch Ato Hashem, Alaretz Al Mazon, you say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Alaretz, whoops, Al Nisim. At this point, it's too late. Why is it too late? Because it said God's name. Well, what about the beginning God's name at the beginning of the bracha? Hello? Yeah?
But you're about to complete that thought thing.
Okay. Yeah, Baruch Ato Hashem is also in the end of the
thought.
Yeah.
It's a complete thought. It's not right. Complete thought that you have.
Right, it's a phrase. It is at least a phrase. Right. It is a phrase.
Yeah. And it clearly, from both in davening and in benching, there's a Hashem's name before you get to the Baruch Adah Hashem. There's clearly not that it's about saying Hashem's name over again. It's that when you say Baruch Adah Hashem, you've already completed the Baruch.
Oh, so here we are saying that maybe there's a difference between the Hashem at the end of the Baruch and Hashem at the beginning of the Baruch. So let's build up to that. So, Shulchan Aruch in the source, if you look at the Beis Yosef, which is always the source of all the Shulchan Aruch, and the source of the Torah, which says like the Shulchan Aruch, he says, you know what the source of this halach is? Pashut. It's obvious. I don't know how we can give a 25-minute chabura on obvious. No, but it's not obvious, because you have three opinions here, and I'm going to show you it's not obvious. But anyway, we continue. Listen to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Merkis, who was the Av Bezin of Mir, died in the late 1700s. He writes like this. Okay, he was after Rosh Hashanah. Im shachach lomer Al Nisim beberchas hamazon. If you forget to say Al Nisim in berchas hamazon, yomer eitzel harachamon. Say it into harachamon. Say it over there. Fine. Then he says, v'li nira. It appears to me, to beberchas hamazon, af im shachach. Sorry, af im hischil ala kol Hashem olkeinu. If you only said the words V'ala kol Hashem Elokeinu, lo yachzer od pam, don't go back like Yair said, like Shulchan Aruch explicitly says. Why? To haye shame B'ala kol Hashem, because you said God's name already. Don't retake God's name by adding an Al Nisim now. Rak yomer eitzel harachamon. Say it in harachamon. Option number one, exactly like you said. The problem is, hello, what about the words of our good friend, the Shulchan Aruch, who is the posek, and the Ramah doesn't disagree. So you have the Shulchan Shlomo in the late 1700s arguing out of nowhere with an express Shulchan Aruch, a Rama who doesn't agree, who doesn't disagree. So where is it coming from? Says the Sefer Minchas David, late 1800s. He says like this. He says, hello, what's up with the Shulchan Shlomo? He says, Tamua, he says, Tuva ala Sefer, he doesn't quote him. He says, Tamua Tuva ala Sefer. I have a bomb question on this Sefer. He says, Shepasak b'zehepek ha-Shulchan Aruch. He goes against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says very clearly what to do. Option number three, possibly option number two. But option number two, he definitely doesn't say option number one. Says the Shulchan Shlomo, do option number one. Just you'll throw it in Alani. You'll throw Alanisim in Arachaman. Okay, no.
Which Arachaman?
A special Arachaman, which is made for Alanisim. It's made for dopes. It's Arachaman for dopes. Arachaman, you throw it in, an extra one. Because it's for people like us who forget all the time. So there's a special Arachaman. But hello, how are you sleeping well in the Shir right over now without the Shulchan Shlomo? Hello, he goes against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch tells you exactly what to do, says like Yar. All of a sudden, Shulchan Shlomo comes along and helps out Mr. Jacob with and says he's not crazy. Look, you got a Shulchan Shlomo to back you up. The problem is the Shulchan Shlomo is against every posek in the entire world. But how are we going to accept? No, but Mr. Jacob, I'm not letting you get away with this. How are you going to explain your Shita? Explain for me the Shulchan Shlomo. No, no, but explain to me. You have the floor. How are you going to explain the Shulchan Shlomo? He makes a lot of sense, if anything. No?
He makes the most sense.
Oh, so we explain the Shulchan Shlomo. Why? Since.
You don't
since,
have to repeat Hashem.
Oh! Since you don't have to repeat Hashem. And we'll say one thing. You have the option. You have the option of saying an Arachaman. So why in the world would you follow Yair over here? He's crazy. Or even Ellie's crazy. The messing up your phrases over here. Because you're, why would you mess up Falakov? Falakov's such a beautiful bracha. And because you're a dope and you forgot Alanisim. So the Torah has dopes. It has a special thing for you. At the end, Harachaman. It's different than Yalav Yavos, where there's no place really to put in ideally where you get the concept. We have Mash, correct. Mash Baruch is different. I hear you. We have Mash Baruch out because then you do different rules. It's the wrong time period. It's a klala, maybe the wrong time. But the point is here, Alanisim, you have a place to put it in. So if anyone, in Shulchan Shlomo, Mr. Jacobowitz, makes the most sense, why would you take God's name in vain? Yet obviously, you're wrong, according to everyone besides Rav Merkus. Besides Rav Shulchan Shlomo, who is Eli's quoting the Mishnah all the time. He's obviously, you know, it's Nimayas Kama. But still, he's going against, he's bucking the trend. He makes sense, but how can you buck the trend? So what are we going to do? So to explain it, you have to say like this.
Oh, see, an easy explanation.
Huh?
There's an easy explanation.
He has an easy explanation, you're saying him.
No, there is one. I don't know.
Oh, so what's the response? What's the response? Yeah.
This is Alnison designed to be in a brachas hotel.
Says Mr. Klein, he's not so smart. Says Mr. Klein, Mr. Shkovich's idea of Shulchan Shlomo doesn't make so much sense. If Alanisim is ideally supposed to be in V'alakol, and you could still salvage it by putting it right where it's supposed to be after Nodeh. So you've got a great idea. Oh yeah, I'll say it in Arachaman.
It's the wrong place.
It's the wrong place. You're a b'dieved d'kayid. Ideally, you could put it in, it's supposed to be after V'nodeh, Nodeh L'cha. You have a chance to still salvage it by putting it in after only five words later. So says Shulchan Aruch, why are you running to Alanisim in Arachaman? Say it right here. You're going to say God's name again. No, so how are we going to get out of that? You're saying God's name again. Answer is, Nishkafer L'ch. What's so bad about saying God's name? It's in a brit tefillah. You're allowed to say God's name in a tefillah. You could, if you're davening in your Shema Koleinu, and you say, Hashem, please give me parnasa, give me shidduchim, give me health. You're allowed to say ado. You could. You don't need to, but you could. It's in tefillah. You're allowed to daven. Who are you davening to? You're not davening to the Baal, you know, some avodah zarah. You're davening to God. That's when you're allowed to say God's name. He's not taking his name in vain. You're saying, Ado Shem, help me, please. Yeah.
Arachman is there for the dopes.
Okay.
You blew it. You can't say it in Hodah.
Mr. Jacobowitz, you got a friend. You got a friend.
You have to say it. You're yeah. punished.
Yeah.
You have to say it with the other Arachman.
I hear you. And you've got the Shulchan Shlomo, Rav Heligur, Rav Shlomo Zal Merkus, the Av Bezin of Mir, backing you up.
He's,
I hear you. He says every other posik disagrees. And now, I will read to you, fine. I'll read to you what...
You don't need the Rahman out in case you didn't remember until I...
Right.
Say again, I didn't hear what you said.
You still need the Rachman option if you blew it.
Correct. You need the Rachman if you're really dope. If you're a ganzo. But you're not such a dope over. You caught yourself 5 words. Your wife caught you 5 words into it. Says,
you're not a dope because you married
someone. You're married smart. Listen to what the Gamani Yodcha, he quotes of Chaim Siegel. He's a Roshiv in Eretz Yisrael. He says, like this is, he says, what's the problem? Shaila Zuz Toli, Beim Shari La Asker Shem Hashem Derek Tzio Vakasha. You're allowed to say God's name as many times as you want, as long as it's in Tefillah. Ukagon Acha, Deim Name Way, De Sharinu Omar Al Anisim, Beakach Yachs of Yomar Al Kol. You're going to say Al Kol again. You're saying God's name again. Hari Da Afin Emes Tomer Shem Hashem Shanis. Yar's option causes you to say God's name twice. Mikol Makom Lo Amru El Derek Tefillah Vakasha. You're saying it Derek Tefillah and Vakasha.
But the briskers, for example, yeah. So
yeah, but it's tefillah, it's tefillah, it's tefillah. Even if Chaim Brisker said God's name in tefillah, no, yes or no?
Yeah, but he didn't repeat it.
Here,
he doesn't repeat, he doesn't say it over.
But again. This is a part of tefillah, right. Yeah?
Maybe you should finish the first phrase.
So you're a part of option number 4, you're like Mr. Erman. I don't know. I didn't see anyone say that. Maybe you're right, I didn't see anyone say it. Practically speaking, I just want to say
the name alone without the name.
I hear you. I'm not sure. I don't know. They all seem to say the best option is Yair's option, option number 3, except for this wild Shulchan Shlomo, which seems to say that you like option number 1 and makes more sense. Comes on the COVID, just to clarify. That Rav Shmuel Kametsky, final word, says like Yair, that is not like the Shulchan Shlomo. Most poskim I saw in Art Scroll seems to indicate like Yair, but you say Al-Nisim right here, and then you say Valakol again, start from Valakol again, and you say God's name twice. The final thing is, if you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in 2 places he's cited, they asked him this question, they asked him this exact same thing, different people in all their, you know, books of 1,000 questions from Chaim Kanievsky, he said the opposite. One time he said option number 1, one time he said option 3. So I found a third source, a sitter that they made. I'm sure he didn't write the sitter. I mean, oh, he didn't write the sitter, but I know he didn't. But some of the Talmidim wrote, or people who asked him questions, wrote all with all his psukim. And I'll read to you. Bechanakol b'purim omer alanisim, v'imlo amar, if you don't say alanisim, v'nizkar lefnei sh'omar tevas Hashem shel birchas ala aretz. You say before you remember the Baruch Atah of the Shem, so then you go back and say it. V'im nizkar achar sh'amar tevas Hashem. If you remember after you say Hashem, yomer oso be'arachamon, you say it in arachamon. So I think what he's saying is that, maybe it says birchas, I'm not sure. I can read this both ways now, and I'm more confused myself. I got really excited. I thought this was like the Shulchan Shlomo helping Mr. Jacobowitz, but I don't know. He's a little bit vague, because he says after Hashem. I don't know which Hashem he means. Does he mean the first or the third? So I'm not sure. Okay, I'm leaving this. I'm not ending with the B'chaim as a proof to you. I thought maybe we'd have had a proof to the Shulchan Shlomo. Maybe not. The point is, B'chaim has asked this Shaila. He answered one place like Yair, one place like Mr. Jacobowitz, and therefore I'm stuck. So
the doctor's right, though.
The doctor's right. I think no, practically speaking, right. Just to be clear, practically speaking, I think the proper thing to do is to go with Yair. I think so. I'm sorry about that. I think the proper thing is to say, if you remember at the words, I think you say Al Anisim at that point and repeat Valakol and you're saying Hashem's name again. Okay, you're doing it Bederech Tefillah. I just want to end with a story. What Valakol? Think Valakol is the wildest bruch in the whole world. Imagine, try this at home. We're talking about wife. Try this at home. Yeah. I'm sorry for everything. Yeah? She's going to look at you. She's going to say to you, everything. What you do. No, I want no specifics. Everything.
Your wife will remember.
But everything doesn't work. Everyone knows that. You can't just say, oh, I thank you for everything. Tell your kids. No, really, look, my wife taught me that as a parenting thing. When I remember when we got married and started having kids, she taught me it's a parenting thing. It's like I went on my parenting course with my wife. I know nothing about this, but she taught me that you can't just compliment the kid for doing everything, right? Mommy always gives specific compliments, because if you just say, oh, you're such a good boy, that's meaningless. It's meaningless. Say you're a good boy, you're great. You know, you have to give specifics. I'm so proud that you cleaned up nicely. I'm so proud you went to bed on them. Because it's giving specifics. It targets it. So if Allah calls, I'll thank you, God, for everything. Yeah, we love you, God. So what's pshat? We just listed all these specifics. We thank God for the food, for the world, for this. And then all of a sudden, we thank God for everything. So I saw a beautiful pshat in Reb Spiro's English benching book, which is great. It's an awesome fountain of stories, which is always a great, great, unbelievable sefer. He says like this. He quotes a sefer Eish Das, and I'm tweaking it a little bit. So it's not really the fully Eish Das is pshat. This is my own take of this. I didn't see the Eish Das inside. Is that V'alakol is, we thank Hashem for the realization to say thank you. What does that mean? There's a very good story about Revolbe, the Hilger Revolbe. Revolbe was a great master, and he was survived the Holocaust because by going to be a personal Rebbe in Sweden. He got out of Germany because he was a German citizen. He couldn't go with the mirror. He was running the mirror. He couldn't go to Shanghai because he was a German citizen. So he somehow escaped to Sweden. He was hired as a Rebbe for some big Gvir Talmud Chacham to teach his kids in Sweden, and he was a Rebbe in Sweden. After the war, he comes to Eretz Yisrael and becomes the Mashgiach, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Be'er Yaakov. And in Be'er Yaakov, he took in a lot of the refugees, and everyone was tremendously high level of learning. And there's this one boy from Sweden himself, comes to the Yeshiva, and he knows nothing. Couldn't pass the entrance exam. So Revolbe says, you could come into the Yeshiva. Accepted him. A special place, guys wants to learn, and you could come into the Yeshiva. And the boys, of course, made fun of him. Guy didn't know how to learn a thing. 2 years later, he was a top Talmud in the yeshiva. Now, the boys felt very bad. The boys felt very bad about this. Because here they are, they're learning. They mamish weren't in Shanghai, or they weren't in, like, they were learning through the war. These people were learning in Chedarim and the top, the yeshivas in Europe pre the war. And now here they are, they're learning in Sweden. This little punk who was, you know, not from, is outshining them after 2 years in yeshiva. Like, what's pshat? I remember even when I was in Eretz Yisrael, there was a boy like that who was from Texas. A boy knew nothing. He went to a couple of briskers, like on a seed program. Guy was a top guy in yeshiva. He was brilliant. He went to medical school. He was a top, brilliant guy. Like, but you're like a little bit of Chalisha Sadas. I spent 13 years. My parents paid $300,000 yeshiva education. And this guy, you know, was comes out of nowhere. Two seed programs from a couple of briskers. And this guy, top brilliant mind. But what's pshat? He was able to be able to read a Gemara as well as anyone else. And this good yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So what's pshat? So the Revolbe said, ask the boy. So the boy said to him, they asked the boy, like, how come, like, you're able to shine? And the boy said, listen to this. He said, because why do you think I shouldn't learn so well? Because I'm a tinok shenishba, which is the halachic way of a person who's captured. A little boy who's captured is permitted to do things. We say he's like an ones. Translation of ones. He was under duress. He never learned. He didn't have an opportunity. He didn't have the opportunity to shine. And therefore, the halacha is if a person like that turns on the light on Shabbos, he's not chayev because he was a tinok shnishba. He was a child who was captured and didn't have a formal yeshiva education. He was grew up irreligious. So you also, said the boy, are a tinok shnishba. You're also a captured child. Why? Because you're captured to the way of doing things by rote. Since you do things by rote, because you grew up yeshiva guy, you know all the halachas, you know everything, you get up and daven in the morning, you learn in the morning because you're supposed to. You do it by rote. You don't know to thank Hashem and to appreciate the opportunities that you have. That's why I'm able to succeed, because I know to thank Hashem. That's why we say V'alach Kol. We thank Hashem for everything. It's what we thank Hashem for, the opportunity to thank Him and to realization to thank Him. If we understand that, that's the lesson of Hanukkah. We have the fire, this reinvigoration, and we thank Hashem that we're not doing things by rote. We stop in the middle of winter of our long, our by rote of no holidays, doing anything for the past 2-3 months and next 2 months, and we stop and we light our fire and we say to ourselves, we're going to be reinvigorated, we're going to come to more shiurim, we're going to do more chesed, we're going to learn more Torah, we're going to get a higher level. That's the lesson of Hanukkah, that's the lesson of V'alach Kol, that's really the lesson of this benching bracha.